Blex.
A good day. It will be a good day. I promise. I promise. I promise. It's Wednesday, the 6th of April. For today, start your day thinking how much unlimited potential you have. I've got it. Jennifer's got it. Richie's got it. Michael's got it. We all have it. No matter what the ability level you have, you got more potential than you ever dreamed of. You have not developed it. I guarantee you have not developed enough of your potential. Don't think about things you can't do. I have this problem. Listen, your friend Uncle Doug has the same problem most of you do. I had my father tell me I couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, ought not, all of that stuff. And I don't blame my father for the stuff. I just know that that's where a lot of what has slowed me down has come from.
He had an idea of a path for you, and yeah, that was it.
Exactly. So now, what I'm doing, even at this age, you can think about all the things you can do. There's no such thing as no chance. But I will tell you, it is hard work. Hard, hard work. There are plenty of moments you wake up middle of the night wondering how you're going to pay your bills. Mm-hmm. So what I have done, I have assumed, I have actually found through my research, Jennifer.
Yes, because you are a researcher.
A way to fix our problem. First, let's lay the problem out, okay?
Okay.
This is going to sound serious, and it is. I am going to lay out the budget problem, and then I'm going to tell you how one state, one leader, one brilliant human being has this plan to fix the problem. The problem is, I guess in real terms, think about the average person. Let's just take some numbers that are easy to deal with, all right? Let's assume that your family, Jennifer, has an income of $100,000, all right? And those of you who are listening, just for argument's sake, think this through with me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you, we talk a lot about running your house, your business like the government. And we say, if I ran my business the way the government runs their business, I'd go broke. Well, maybe something to that. Okay, here's the deal. You have an income of $100,000.
Yay.
if you're like the government, your family has annual expenses of $169,565.
Mm-hmm.
And you have credit card debt of $610,869. Those are the numbers I've come up with. When to try to have you understand the budget, the talks about the budget, cutting the budget, you know, we're not talking about chump change here. Again, using the figure $100,000, if we were to compare in a way that we understand percentages and stuff, this is what our government is doing at the moment in comparison. This is exactly the same percentages. You have $100,000 a year in annual income. Annual expenses are $169,565, and your credit card debt at the moment is $610,869. All right?
Okay.
Let's put it in a different, more specific way. A more specific actual numbers in terms of the government. The government this year will take in $2.3 trillion in revenue. Government of the United States of America. This past year, we have spent $3.7 trillion. All right? Take in 2.3, spend 3.7. Now, there are those who want to cut the budget, one political side, the other political side, $60 billion, $100 billion, $14 trillion. The bottom line is, the government's taking in 2.3, and they want to spend 3.7. Hello?
Not quite. What
knock,
part?
Knock. Anybody there? Okay, so I wanted to compare your personal budget to the federal budget. And then also, have you understand that there are twice as many people working for the government today as there were in 19, actually three times as much as 1960, There are 22.5 million people who work either for your town, your city, your state, county, or the feds. 22.5 million Americans. That's more than all of manufacturing. I mean, actually, when you get right down to it, it's more than work in construction, farming, fishing, forestry, manufacturing, mining, and utilities combined in our country. Right? So we have more people working for the government. Now, back in 1960, there were 15 million workers just in manufacturing alone and 8.5 million people who were collecting a paycheck from the government. That was 1960. So that's what, 41 years ago, right? 51.
Right.
Is that 50? That's 51 years ago.
51, yeah.
51 years ago. All right. So also, excuse me, in addition to the $3.7 trillion the feds are spending, states around the country, state and local government, they are spending about $2.2 trillion this year. And half of the state and local government expense is to pay for the benefits, retirement, and health care, mainly. All right? So the only states in our country, other than Indiana and Wisconsin, that have more government workers on the payroll than manufacturing industrial goods. Like, Indiana and Wisconsin are the only ones that don't have. Let's consider California, where Jennifer and I live. The highest budget deficit in the history of any state.
Right. We win the award.
There are 2.4 million government employees in California. 2.4. New Jersey has 2.5 as many government employees as manufacturing jobs. Florida has 3-1. So does New York. Michigan. I mean, look at them all. Iowa and Nebraska, they're farm states, but they still have 5 times more government workers than farmers. Right? Okay, so the problem we've presented. Would you like the solution?
I think I took notes, yes. So okay. Our solution.
Here's the solution, at least in terms of how they're going to handle the problem in Washington. The new mayor of Washington, a fellow named Jim Suttle, has gone to Jim Suttle went to Washington. He's not the mayor of Washington. He's the mayor of Omaha, Nebraska. They have a problem in Omaha. They've got a multi-billion-dollar sewer project, and they have no money to pay for it. So he and his staff brainstormed with the congressional delegation in Washington for Nebraska, and they've come up with an idea to fix the problem. You want to know what it is?
Yes.
I'll tell you in a minute. 14 past the hour. Good day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
The idea is to talk. I've been talking about potential. Started off the hour thinking and saying, even though we have all had in our lives somebody who told us, "Nah, you shouldn't do that. You know, you should think. Don't worry about your dreams. This is practical time. You need to not worry about your dreams." I say never say never, but it's a hard lesson to learn. Now, from that, I'm struggling with how to pay my bills. You're struggling with how to pay your bills. And I'm looking at this federal circumstance here, Richie, and I used the average income of $100,000 for you to understand what the government's doing. This is just the federal government.
Right.
If you were running your family the way the feds are running our family,
yep.
We take in $2.3 trillion. We'll spend $3.7 trillion. People don't understand those numbers, but they do understand these numbers.
Yes.
If you take in $100,000 and do what the government's doing, you'd have annual expenses,
of a lot more than you are bringing in. That's
right.
For sure.
Right. I'm sneeze. Yeah. Something about this first hour. Why am I sneezing?
And you'd have
to
borrow.
Okay, here we go. All right, the numbers, exact numbers. Family would have an annual expense of $169,565 if they do the same thing the feds are doing. And the credit card debt that you would have is $610,869. All right? That's the number,
nice.
How it relates to.
On a family making $100,000.
Yep, that's it.
That's let me do that again, just so I can review.
Mm-hmm.
Your annual expenses would be $169,000.
Right.
And your credit card bills would be racked up to $610,000.
Correct, if you're doing what the federal government's doing right now. All right, so here's the way Mayor Jim Suttle of Omaha wants to pay for a multi-million-dollar sewer project that the city doesn't have the money for, the state doesn't have the money for, and the feds don't have the money for. He went to Washington to sort of brainstorm with some of the people in there, and they've come up with a proposal. Dun-da-da-dun! Dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun!
Uh-oh.
A 10-cent federal tax on every roll of toilet paper that is purchased in not only Omaha and Nebraska, but there are some people in Washington, I think this is a great idea when they heard about
Everybody
it the other day.
It.
Taxing toilet paper.
Taxing toilet paper. So let's say you got a four-pack of Charmin.
Scott tissue.
Squeeze it. Right? Whatever it is. Okay.
And this is on every roll.
Every roll.
Not
so
on
you
every
got
package that
no.
you buy on every
so you
roll.
Got double rolls on whatever it is, four-pack of Charmin. So the
two
tax.
Two-ply quilted.
Yeah.
I don't like the soft stuff. I like to get in there and roll.
Yeah.
Thank you for that visualization.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Sure. Hey, I'm getting taxed on this. I might as well have it do what I want it to do.
Right. Okay, so this proposal apparently has been put forth in Oregon and didn't work. But they need $1.7 billion to pay for federally mandated but unfunded sewer improvements. Now, Framingham's doing the same thing, by the way, the town I live in. Taking up every road in town, it has been for 3 years. Otherwise, if we don't change the pipes here, the state will fine the town for not. But the state hasn't provided the money. The taxpayers in the town of Framingham have provided the taxes. Our average tax per thousand went up $23 a thousand this year in Framingham because of this water sewer project.
Yeah.
Right? Every community. Where's the money going to come from? If you look at and carry this out. In 14 years, the tax rate will be 70%.
Why even work then at this point?
Yeah.
Well,
you might as well just hang.
Exactly. That's what it's coming to, is to the point where, it's easier not to work and just get the check.
And then you hear all these people arguing back and forth about whether we cut $60 billion or $80 billion, and the fire and the police, all these poor people are all going to take in the chin, and these loyal subjects, the guy who works for the Public Works Department, who stands there and watches the guys who are... He's been working for the Public Works Department for 25 years. He's got a guy working with him who's been working for 12 years. The guy working for 12 years does the work. The guy working for 25 stands there and watches. And people say, that's not fair. That's not the way it is in my town. You know what? There's too much of it everywhere. At some point, there's an explosion here, other than the headache that you get by listening to all of these numbers. And you want to just go, So, all right, there's the story. And the fix, tax your toilet paper.
Woo-hoo.
So don't wipe so much. Use grass. But maybe I'll start using hay.
There you go.
Here on the farm. That'd be pretty comfortable, huh?
And then flush it. See how that works.
21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is talk radio, I suppose conversation, the best way to figure out what's going on here. 24 minutes after the hour, a little airplane talk. Richie knows how I live.
Here we go.
About planes. All right, two things this week
in
the news.
Let's set a timer on you on airplane talk.
That's right. Okay. We got 4 minutes. That's all
you
we
get
have.
This segment. That's right.
All right. Okay. There you go. So the French have announced that they located the bodies and the wreckage from that Air France plane that crashed in the ocean a couple of years ago. Now they are beginning to bring up the debris from the plane. There's 600 pieces of the plane so far.
Wow.
That they have 600 pieces. Wow. Remember when the TWA, it was 1996, the 747 went down off of Long Island after it was shot down by a laser, which nobody has admitted to since from that point to this point. And all of the pieces that they put together in the hangar. They had a big warehouse at the hangar, and they put the pieces of the plane back together again. And they found the body. What I don't understand is they say that they have found bodies of about half of the people. How, after sitting in the ocean for 2 years, are they, what are they talking about? At the bottom of the ocean, they didn't all get eaten by whatever
crustaceans
was around?
Yeah.
No, come on. Anyway, they say they, well, they probably got some bones, right?
Sure.
When they say they've located bodies, no. Couldn't possibly be. They haven't found the black box yet.
I don't know. That water might be pretty cold.
Yeah, cold enough.
What, to keep them, if nobody, if they weren't eaten by anything,
if they
they'd
weren't
be
eaten.
Wouldn't something eat them?
Yeah. Well, it's something to think about. You can think about that while you're thinking about how you fold your toilet paper. As another important.
Are you a crumpler or a folder?
Facebook questions.
Can't even imagine being a crumpler.
Check us out at Facebook. Richie's Facebook page, Jennifer's Facebook page, mine. We want to know whether you're a folder or a crumpler, please.
You crumplers just that.
I'm a folder. I actually do a little of both.
I think folders actually have to feel what's going on up there. I would rather crumple to have
folders
a barrier.
Folders feel fine. Sounds like an ad. All right, so now here's the latest from Southwest. and Boeing on the 737 aircraft that had cracking problems. You've seen pictures, and you're right. It's not the blue. It's the purplish blue, a piece that came off of that plane at 34,000 feet. This is an older version of the 737. They have corrected the problem, unbeknownst to them, that is Boeing. They admitted, however, yesterday that the older 737s, and these are 15, 20, 25 years old, they figured that the fatigue wouldn't take place and didn't even need to be inspected until the plane had 60,000 flights. The planes that are in question have about 30,000 flights. So Boeing says it's time for us to change the recommendations so that you look at all of these planes now, especially if they're working for an airline like Southwest, where they're up and down, up and down, up and down. There have been 6,600 of these planes built. The 737, most popular plane ever built at the factory in Renton, Washington, which is just south of Seattle. There are 2,000 of them on order at the moment. The plane was manufactured before 1993, and that's wherein the problem lies. You got to check it because they did it differently than they then made with the more recent ones in the late 90s and 2000 and, till now. They're doing it differently with these aluminum sections. But they didn't anticipate there was a problem. They were pretty upfront about it. And so now they say there are 570 of these jets that need to be checked all around the world. And I don't know if they're going to pay for it or not, but they used a lot of what they have learned here in the new planes. But anyway, that's a story about 737s. It's 28 past the hour, and good day.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5,000 to $10,000 a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Time now for things that you need to know today that are good. There is good news every day. Try to focus on it here and there. So we pluck from the headlines, pluck from the breaking news, pluck from those who are covering the news what the good news is. And I don't know how many more cues I can give Rich between now and tomorrow, Jennifer. How many do you want me to keep going? I could probably talk for like 4 hours.
Two more. Give me two more.
Two more. Okay. Two more. The good news today.
All right. And then one more.
Starts in Japan and then goes to love and marriage. Good news from Japan today. Engineers have stopped a radioactive water leak that has been spewing into the sea.
With like some plumber's tape or something.
The Tokyo Electric Power Company says the leak in the storage pit was halted by a mixture of liquid glass and a hardening agent. Workers are faced with the problem of how to store all the contaminated seawater used to cool the fuel rods. However, they have figured out how to plug the hole and over, as Richie is suggesting, the broken glass and the stuff they've used, the hardening agent, they've put duct tape. So it's good to know. Let's hear it for duct tape, right? Radioactive. The old, wait a minute, what's that, the jingle for CRN? Radioactive.
There he goes again, singing your jingles.
Radioactive. That's how your father should update those jingles, by the way.
Instead of the radio nuclear plant.
Radioactive!
The leaking nuclear plant in Japan should start using the CRN jingles for their radioactive alerts.
All right, next item. Of, man, over the weekend turned 100. Congratulations.
All right.
To Forrest Lunsway.
He's going to be on the Smucker's Jar this morning on the Today Show then.
Yep. And he celebrated by marrying his 93-year-old girlfriend, Rose Pollard.
That's adorable.
The wedding, a long time in the planning. They met 30 years ago. They were looking for dance partners after their significant others passed away, and they were set up on a blind date, 1983, Christmas party, at the Long Beach Senior Center. And the two danced the night away. They've been living together. Well, they lived at that time, they lived 40 miles apart from each other, but then they moved in to the home where they are right now. Been together about 20 years, apparently. They decided that they would get married when he turned 100. This decision was made about 20 years ago. You live to be 100, I'll marry you.
Better watch out, Grandpa. You might break a hip.
You should make that deal, Dougie. If you live to be 100, you should marry somebody.
Yeah, who have you got in mind?
Whatever.
Yeah. You want to be, you could be free.
I'll be it. I'll marry you.
You could be single by then, still.
Totally.
Oh.
I'll be, what will I be, like 70? I'll be a hot young chick for you.
That's it, right. Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. Hi, Dee. Good news here on Good Day. 23 before the hour. I have been doing some studying. This is my week to study. I have, by the way, the not so good news from Tokyo is that they're rationing things over there. Tap water is tapped out. Can't find bottled water anywhere over there. And some of the other, like shoes, there's a shortage of shoes for some reason or other. It's kind of strange. I don't know if this is good or not. New report. There it is. A report issued this week suggests that medical marijuana annual sales $1.7 billion. Could be selling a lot of it. Tax it along with the toilet paper to pay for the new sewer systems. Right? The independent financial firm, which you can check them out, Sea Change Strategy, says estimated sales of marijuana through dispensaries in states with medical marijuana laws is increasing rapidly because there are a lot of people sick that need medical marijuana,
people
right?
With headaches.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Earaches, infections.
You
need marijuana.
Stub toes.
Yeah.
Hangnails. Splinters.
I'm not making this up, folks. This is true.
I got a splinter, dude.
Okay, so
I need some help. Hook me up, Mom.
You know how many people are talking about the end of the year next year, the end of the world, end of the calendar year 2012? It's all over, right?
The Mayan calendar, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You can go to the NASA website and check out why it is not the end of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's not really 2012.
Well, no, it's sort of the way that it's presented sort of makes sense. Remember the Y2 scare? Came and went.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Y2K, yeah.
Right? There was adequate planning and analysis of the situation. And other than the movies that suggest that December 21st, 2012 will be the end of the world.
Right.
No, it's just the beginning of winter a year and a half from now. That's all. The folks at NASA have analyzed the science of the end of the earth thoroughly. They have looked out in the heavens.
Why would NASA be studying this?
Because they probably all want to keep their jobs beyond 2012.
Yeah, but I feel good about it. It's in their field of expertise.
Well, it is looking out into outer space.
Is it?
They do all that stuff. They have cameras everywhere.
Yeah, that I'm down with.
Yeah. A lot of internet websites say the world ends December 2012. And NASA says our planet has been getting along just fine for 4.5 billion years. Credible scientists worldwide know of no threat, none, zero, associated with 2012. So the
question. That there's something that's going to happen, like the Earth's going to change its course or something, though. It'll
Who'd you hear that
up?
From? Well, we've already seen those examples. Who said that?
I said you. You know, one of my smart sources.
Yeah, that's me. All right, let's see here. The question was asked about the Mayan calendar, and the Mayan calendar doesn't apparently really cease to exist on December 21st. The date of the there's a new calendar, a Mayan calendar, that begins on January 1st. There apparently is just a hole between December 21st and January 1st, 2012 to 2013. So nobody ever explained that. No, did you ever know that before? I didn't know that. I thought it was the end of the Mayan calendar. That's it. It stops,
well,
yes.
What happened to
really?
Them? They weren't exactly
then it starts
like the
again
smartest
on the
group.
1st of January.
Well, they were for a while.
Yeah, it was smart.
Yeah, they're gone. Where are they now?
All right, here we go. Here's the question about the polar shift and that theory, Jennifer. You ready?
I'm ready.
Is it true that the Earth's crust
Mayans.
Does a 180-degree rotation around the core in a matter of days around that time? Right? A reversal, the answer of NASA, in the rotation of Earth is impossible. There are slow movements of the continents, example, Japan, and Antarctica was near the equator hundreds of millions of years ago. But that's irrelevant to claims of reversal of the rotational poles. Many of the disaster websites pull a bait and shift to fool you. They claim a relationship between the rotation and the magnetic polarity of Earth, which does change irregularly, said again, irregularly, with a magnetic reversal taking place every 400,000 years on average. So, don't worry. Be happy. Planet X. Remember we talked about earlier this year?
Planet X.
It's happening with Planet X. The stories about wayward planets are an internet hoax. No factual basis for astronomers who would be tracking these things and have been for many decades. If it was true, Pluto is in the path of the Earth that would have been destroyed by now.
Hmm.
Right? The closest any planet can come to the Earth is 4 billion miles. Right?
Before what?
Before we'd have a problem. Before it would be doomsday, Richard.
Yeah.
What did you find about the Mayan calendar?
Let me see, 2600 to 300, 2600 BC to 300 AD, that we knew, 900
AD. Did they have a picture of attractive Indians?
For reasons still not proven, the Mayans suddenly started to decline. The theories proposed by archaeologists for their collapse are very diverse and most likely will remain a mystery forever.
We didn't talk about the calendar.
Oh.
All right, here's the question about giant solar storms, because there are a lot of those, solar activity.
Mm-hmm.
Which has a regular cycle, peaks every 11 years or so. These activity peaks around them, solar flares, can cause interruption of satellite communication. Engineers are learning how to build electronics that are going to protect the delivery of this program, thank heavens, over the next year. Fred, whom you heard on the air yesterday, the genius at our originating network, Radio America, has designed a way to protect the signal of this program.
That's right.
From any solar storms.
Boom, boom, boom. That's what his part of it. Fred the genius.
All right. All right. So the bottom line is don't worry. Be happy. It's going to be okay. Even though there'll be a lot of people between now and then. The biggest problem we have is, not from outside, from this, the old story about when you destroy or are destroyed, it's from within, not from without.
Right.
And if you were around a half hour ago and you're listening to us sort of tongue-in-cheekishly talk about the budget and how much money is being spent, I wasn't kidding about the relationship that the money that you're taking in and what would happen if you were doing what the government is doing. That I wasn't kidding about. I sort of thought it was interesting that the guy who was from Omaha came up with the idea of taxing toilet paper. That's not a, there's a strange thing. One of the things that is good, there was an article, not an article, it was an op-ed piece in the L.A. Times last week suggesting that this era that we have of revolt against the public system, especially against teachers, the pay, the tenure, the work rules, the one thing I found, this is not what I expected from the L.A. Times, the L.A. Times says that what happened in Florida, the law that removes tenure protection for teachers hired from now on, bases half of each teacher's evaluation on student test scores. The evaluations determine pay, firing, layoffs, and teacher assignments. Florida deserves credit for breaking through the hysteria that has come from the personnel departments, the unions, and the teachers.
Hmm.
Boy, I think that's quite refreshing for the L.A. Times
to take that
approach.
Yeah, I think so,
Somebody's waking up to the reality. Hello, this stuff can't continue.
We have no choice but to wake up to this reality.
We have gone on and on and on. And if you listen to these knuckleheads talk about cutting whatever it is back and forth, and they argue and blame each other, it sounds like the same old stuff has been going on for years. But at some point, somebody has to bite the bullet. All of us have to bite the bullet, not have as many services, and just say, okay, I'm going to do that myself. And why not? It used to be that you did it yourself. Why can't you go back to doing it yourself? Bring the rubbish to the dump yourself.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, Dr. Ken Kronos is lurking about. Is he not, Richie?
I believe he is.
Andy by, and we'll get to him in a moment.
I can get him.
Here on the Good Day program.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
18 days left before Easter. If you're going to go out of town on Easter, remember to leave a forwarding address for the Easter Bunny. It doesn't matter where. He'll find it.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate this season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
One heck of a reason why we're here.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here, brought to us by the folks at Digestive Advantage. We've been talking a lot on Good Day about the healthful benefits of probiotics, sustenance, etc. And our friends at Digestive Advantage, the same company, have a preventative formula to help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem. Dr. Ken, would you please tell us some more about these various things, the special probiotics that are in Digestive Advantage products, et cetera?
We're talking, Doug, about the healthy bacteria, the bacteria you need in your digestive system to make sure it works properly and also to boost up your immune system where most of your immune system resides. If you have any of the symptoms of bloating, indigestion, and you just can't get relief from the doctor, you may want to try these probiotics. They help a lot of my patients. Digestive Advantage now has separate products for intensive bowel support, lactose defense, gas defense, and daily constipation formula.
Digestive Advantage, as Ken points out, not just IBS, irritable bowel, say it again, Doug, irritable bowel syndrome anymore. It has a whole line, lactose defense, gas defense formulas to help you target specific issues. Digestive Advantage, a leader in consumer satisfaction, and it's so affordable. A 30-day supply costs less than $10. Digestive Advantage products available at drugstores, supercenters everywhere like CVS, Walgreens, Target. Try it, and I think you will find it does such wonderful things, helps you out so much. Digestive Advantage, what you're looking for in the digestive section of these various stores. Lots of heart news today, Ken, including a story about restless leg syndrome and what that means.
More from the American College of Cardiology conference in New Orleans this week, Doug, that people with very frequent leg movements during sleep, they're more likely to have thick hearts, a condition that makes them more prone to cardiac problems, stroke, and death.
How do you know whether you have a thick heart or not?
You do an echocardiogram in the doctor's office like we did for you, an ultrasound of the heart.
So I don't have a thick heart.
You don't.
I have a thick head, but not a thick heart. All right. Now,
the problem with a thick heart is it doesn't relax properly.
Right. So also for people who work a lot, there is a warning out today regarding the connection with working in your heart.
Annals of Internal Medicine this morning. People who regularly work long hours may be significantly increasing the risk of developing heart disease. Working more than 11 hours
hours a day increase the risk of heart disease by 67%.
Wow. Working at what, though?
Working.
Physical, that's, or what does that mean?
Spending time at work. The problem is they don't untangle the unhealthy eating habits, the lack of exercise, or depression, which might be associated. More to follow.
51 after on Good Day.
Here we go, the spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right, 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I'll do it.
And now, Harry, go ahead.
50. 53. Right, this related conversation.
53 past the hour.
Yeah, it's 53 past on Good Day. So we have Facebook questions working regarding the folding or crumpling of toilet paper, which you'll want to check out.
We'll give you the my Facebook
responses. Oh, yesterday we talked about the story, teacher that taped the student's mouth shut. We'll give you some of the Facebook input from that. We also had a poll. I'll give you the results and see how they agree. 54 after the hour, technology time with the tailor, if you will. The tailor is a gentleman named Alex Goldfain. He's our technology tailor here to help you live better using all of your technology. There's a 400. Oh, by the way, Richie, you'll all be shocked to hear this.
Yeah.
Let it be heard first. Yesterday, I ordered an iPad.
I know.
An iPad that has both 3G and Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be used. And I will have it in operation, Jennifer, by the time I get to New York in 2 weeks. That'll be the first test, the test run of the Doug Steffen iPad. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, there's a $400 HP Pavilion laptop in one corner versus an Apple MacBook Air in the other corner. Can you guess who will win in this fight? Alex Goldfain, who has tested the HP Pavilion laptop on one side, the Apple MacBook on the other side. Richie's going to tell you it's the Apple MacBook.
Of course.
We'll find out. Alex will give us the results of the shootout next here on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Interesting piece on CNET about super-thin, ultra-portable laptops. The HP Pavilion DM1Z can be purchased with a coupon code on HP's website for $399. The most affordable Apple ultra-portable, called the MacBook Air, is more than twice as much money. Now, the article notes that the Air is the standard by which all other tiny laptops are judged. So, let's compare specifications. Both the HP and the Apple have 11.6-inch screens. The HP weighs 3.5 pounds. The MacBook Air weighs 2.3 pounds, a huge difference in weight. But HP is thinner at its smallest point. HP has a larger hard drive, more RAM memory, more ports, and built-in wireless support from Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. Apple's laptop does not. Bottom line, though, you're paying more for an Apple because it's an Apple. It's made of aluminum, it looks great, and it feels great. But if you're looking for a nice Windows laptop, a really nice one, this HP DM1Z is a fine option at a great price. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, now, let's get some results. Facebook, first of all, the story of the teacher that taped the student's mouth shut. Deborah says, good for her. Get over already. I'm not a teacher, but I'm a mom. Maybe now the kids in her class will listen to her. Rick says the student most likely deserved it. Probably wouldn't have happened had the school shut her face, a student shut her face. I can remember when I was in school, the students like this one here deserved what they got. I'm sure the outraged mother is an awesome role model and an involved parent. Yeah, right. Corky says, I know it's not funny, but somehow I can picture the frustration of a teacher taping a kid's mouth shut, hopefully only for a second or so. All right, folding or wrapping it up,
Richie?
All right,
on our webpage, one crumpler, one folder. You're a crumpler, I'm a crumpler, Rich is a folder. The